I'm just watching Loreen make her way to the stage, a long way, it would seem, to the stage to do her final performance as the winner again of the Eurovision Song Contest, this time in 2023. Wow, what a final few minutes. What a contest. Our very, very quick instant reaction right here on Nullepoix.
I'm here, by the way, in the media centre, right by the M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool. We've just had all the results. I'm about to go to the winners' press conference where Loreen has won for Sweden. Join us on Nullepoix.
Nullepoix is shameful.
Nullepoix is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullepoix is no fun.
Yeah, welcome to Nullepoix from me, Martin, and you will hear from Laura in just a little bit. She is backstage at the press centre in Liverpool, and she's going to bring you some amazing backstage behind the scenes stuff. She's been watching from there. I am here in Surrey with Rachel, my girlfriend. Hello to you.
Hello, Martin Williams.
Hello, weird that you've full-named me. We're just watching Loreen perform for the final time after winning the Eurovision Song Contest. What did you think of the song?
It wasn't my favourite, actually.
No, but... do you know, I think, and we can talk a lot about this, by the way, on the podcast over the next... So we're going to do a special debrief episode next time, and we're going to go into this in a lot more detail. I feel like the performance we got from Loreen in the final was just nothing like what we'd been waiting for from her. It was meant to be so much more, and I don't know. For me, it was lacking a little bit, and maybe that's what the crowd were feeling, because there was a lot of the crowd chanting cha cha cha. They wanted Finland to win. It didn't happen. It was Loreen. I don't know what was lacking.
Just the party vibe isn't there, you know. Like, there's a lot of passion, but the crowd wanted what the crowd wanted. And I think Graham was really panicking about announcing the winner. You could see in his face.
I think he thought there was going to be some sort of riot,
yeah.
Didn't he?
There might still be a riot.
There could be one going on right now as we watch Loreen's final performance. Over to Cress in just a little bit. By the way, would love to hear from you. So many ways to get in touch with Nullepoix. You know what they are, basically. I don't even bother going through them, but, you know, there's Gmail, nullepoixpodcast@gmail.com. There's at @poixnull on Twitter and all of the other stuff that I can never remember, because Cress sorts all that out. I just want to take a moment here to say thank you, Rachel, very much for doing this amazing score sheet. You weren't even like a big Eurovision fan, and you've pulled out all the stops here, and that's very kind of you. Can you take me through the scorecard system that you've come up with, please?
I absolutely can.
Yeah.
So we've got something that resembles like school homework, I'd say, in yeah. form.
It's all
handwritten. So basically, Martin and I scored each performance in a number of different categories. The first one is fashion, because that's really important to me. Then we have lyrics, dancing, vibe, wild card, which is just the kind of... How would you describe that?
How weird it was.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were some big scores in that category, let's just say. And then at the end, we got to do a political vote, which was essentially just which countries we like going on holiday.
Yeah, it was like our own personal political vote. So
exactly.
We could just give points just based on countries that we liked, whether it's maybe for holiday purposes or whatever it might be.
Yours was very much based on food, wasn't it?
It was.
Germany was up there because you like German sausages.
I like sausages, yeah. That was a big thing. Anyway, we'll get to what we thought of some of the entries in a little bit. But first, over to Cress, who has been, and I think is now, in the press centre and chatting to some people and getting her reaction. What a night it's been for her. Over to you, Cressy.
So I am here at the media centre indeed, as we've been watching the votes unfold tonight, and what votes they were. I'm sure Martin will have spoken about some of the shocks. I think I wasn't quite expecting what was going on. First of all, I have to say, fantastic show. I really do think the UK put on a brilliant show, start to finish, starting off with Kalash Orchestra. That was fantastic as well. The Liverpool songbook was great. Dali Freya finally got to perform for Eurovision, which was fantastic. And he really stole the show in that number, didn't he? It was great with all the dancers behind him. Let's get a little bit to the results, though, and watching it with all the different sort of media and people, it was quite fun. You know, everyone was cheering and shouting. And there was, I have to say, there was quite a few gasps going on as they rolled out those results. I was quite surprised that Israel did quite as well as it did with the jury. I thought it would do really well with the public because it's a very catchy song. It's quite easy to get into. But I am quite surprised that the jury really went well with that one. I don't have all the points and breakdown yet because this literally just happened. Surprised at Spain getting 5 points from the public. There were a couple of surprises from the public. Australia, I thought, would have hit well with the public. Didn't. Spain didn't. Austria as well. Really surprised at that. Sweden was just a really consistent all throughout with the jury. I knew the jury would favour Sweden, though, over Finland. I thought that was going to be the case. But I did think, and to be fair, Finland did win the public vote. So there you go. That's kind of what we were expecting there. But it's what I've always been saying, really, that although Finland won the public vote, they still needed to win over more of that jury. They needed to convert more of that jury. And they just weren't able to do that tonight. I did speak to some Finnish media people. Actually, they were the people that we spoke to, if you remember, in semi-final one. They were in the media centre as well. So it was actually quite nice to catch up with them. We've had a bit of a journey with them this week. And I've got some of the Finnish guys here with me. What's your name, sorry?
Iiro.
And how about you?
Aida.
So guys, commiserations, that was so close. I was really rooting for you. How are you feeling right now?
Thank you. I'm very sad. I'm devastated. It was so close. I actually still don't know the point difference, yeah. But like, yeah, it was so close. And like, we are so proud of Kaaria. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
So the sadness isn't because of that, but it's because of we wanted so badly to win. Yeah.
You put on a great performance. He put on a great performance.
Yeah, and we loved it that the whole audience there were like singing and shouting to Kaaria. So it's really incredible. Good job, Sweden. But yeah, this is really bitter.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There you go. We're just looking at the final scoreboard. There's Sweden top, then Finland, Israel, Italy. What did you make of the other performances as well?
There were so many great performances. It was so hard to choose the top 10. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Israel was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that they are third.
Yeah, totally. What are you going to go out and do now?
We're going to interview Kaaria. Yeah.
Oh, we'll give him our love because, you know, he seems like a really lovely guy. And honestly, we're still well done. Second is still amazing. Like, well done, guys.
It is the second best ever, best result ever for Finland. So, of course, we are happy for that.
Yeah.
And what did you think about, the audience just chanting for him? Were you expecting that much?
Well, we knew that he's really popular with the audience, but this was a really huge surprise for us. Yeah. That they were so loud and so many times. So we are really thankful for that.
Right. Thank you so much for chatting to me, and yeah.
Thank you.
Chat. Yeah, I did feel, you could tell they were pretty gutted there. I felt a bit bad for them, really, because they really had their hopes up. They had tears in their eyes. I really did wanted to just give them a little hug. But as I said, second is amazing. We came second yet last year. Talk quickly, of course, about the UK and where the UK went bottom last. Second bottom, not last. That was Germany's honour. Thank you, Germany, for once again helping us out there. Was I surprised? Honestly, no. I was quite surprised that the jury gave us so many votes. I think May must have pulled it out a bit more of the bag during the jury element because I wasn't really feeling it tonight, unfortunately. It just felt a bit flat, especially, I don't think it helped coming after Croatia either because Croatia was so crazy and unusual that I think coming after them, we only got 9 points from the televote, and I kind of sensed that. I was hoping maybe we'd get a little bit more. 9 is not the best though, but you know, what I really hope is that the narrative tomorrow in the UK media isn't going to be, oh, it was a great night, but... And they'll just keep going on about being second to last. I really hope that isn't the case, because we put on a great show. It didn't work out for us this time, but I think, you know, we got to push ahead now and don't look back. And I really hope this isn't a kind of falling point, and that, you know, I really hope 2022 wasn't a sort of spot for the UK, and now we're going on a further downhill trajectory, talking about, you know, politics and all that kind of thing, because it's just not about that. We know that anyway. So those are my sort of rambling thoughts, and it's a bit of a weird one this year because we're not together, but I hope you enjoy my thoughts. We'll have more of them, of course, very soon. I'm about to go and speak to Loreen. See you soon.
Right, thank you, Chris. I'm just poring over the scorecards here with Rachel back in our B&B in Surrey, where we've been watching. What were your thoughts on the actual contest?
Well, it was a bit of a roller coaster, mainly because I was eating a lot of sugary things throughout.
Okay, so we did this scoring system, and what it turned out was that Rachel just gave 12 to everybody when she'd just eaten some sugar.
Peak sugar.
At peak sugar time. And there was a lot of 12s going out. And then everybody else sort of got kind of middling votes. But let's talk about some of the standout performances. Firstly, can I just start by talking about a standout performance, perhaps for the wrong reasons, which was the UK's entry, Mae Muller. Not great. Second to last for the United Kingdom. And I really, really... I don't know what to feel about it. I think, unfortunately, it was perhaps deserved. I'd really thought the song was going to do so much better than that. And I don't like to say it because she gave it her all and, you know, my word, she put the effort in. But I just think on the night, Mae Muller's performance just kind of wasn't there. You described it really well as saying it was like a secondary school performance, wasn't it?
That's really mean, but I did say that. Well, sorry,
Mae Muller. No, it is a bit mean. But I think I agree with it. It just, and I don't know, she seemed a bit nervous, and yeah, it's a bit sad, really. But yeah.
To be fair, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
But I think that comment was specifically in relation to the choreography.
Okay.
And what was happening on the stage, which I think after everything else we'd seen, just felt a bit meh.
Okay. Well, I think I will apply it to the whole thing, okay. If that's okay with
me.
I will be meaner than you, don't you worry about that. Some of the other performances, by the way, Rachel had some killer quotes throughout the whole thing, which I just want to bring to you, and maybe this gives you a bit of an idea of the performances that caught our eye. So Cyprus, you said he's basically just got big arms. Not really sure what you were saying about that.
I can't remember anything else about it.
No. Spain, it's quite witchy. Again, yeah. Not much of a takeaway from that.
Well, I enjoyed it, but clearly the public are not a fan of witches.
Now, Finland, I really warmed to Finland. I really liked it. I got behind with the audience. You don't want me to read out what you said?
No.
Don't want me to read that out?
No, please don't read it out.
Shall I read the last one out?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? So Rachel said some things that she doesn't want me to say, and then, well, I don't know why, because I think it's perfectly valid. And then you said, why are they pretending to be crabs? Well, fair enough. And then Norway, you said, she looks like she's dressed like Anne Boleyn, a sexy Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, Anne Boleyn crossed with Superwoman. That was iconic.
It was great.
I really enjoyed that.
Some great performances came from Croatia. I really got into that a lot more than I ever have with Mama Stuck. That was iconic. I hadn't noticed the pants, actually.
You were very taken with the Y fronts, which is a little bit concerning, I have to say.
Yes, it is, isn't it? What other performances stood out? Moldova. You particularly did like Moldova.
I absolutely love Moldova.
Why?
I loved everything about it. The dancing was out there. The costumes were amazing. There was just all kinds of things going on. I just loved it. It cast a spell on me, what can I say?
Well, it did a little bit.
And you also got on board. You're kind of, You put a lot of this on me, but Moldova was very high on your individual scoring.
No, fair enough. I was quite influenced with you, though, because when I saw you enjoying it, I just thought there must be a reason. And then I think I got involved there. Anyway, would you like to do the scores and the doors for what we, when you combined our scoring efforts and everything that went into it, what were our top five?
Including the political vote here.
Yeah, I think we do, because it was part of the scoring. So yes, we will include the political vote.
So we had a joint fifth position, which was Portugal, which was one of the early performances. And I can't really remember that much about it now, but we really enjoyed it at the mm-hmm. time, for whatever reason. And Germany, who I think the public just... I just don't understand what went wrong there. We enjoyed that.
We did enjoy
and
that.
I really enjoyed the outfits particularly. Mm. And just, yeah.
They got political points from me as well because I like sausages. So yeah,
as aforementioned.
Yeah. So then we're from number four, Croatia.
Yeah.
Number three, Moldova, as you said, you loved it. Mm. Number two, Anne Boleyn, Norway.
Yeah.
And our top points, our douze points would have gone to Ukraine, which surprised me. I didn't... think we were going to do that. I don't quite know how it happened. I think we gave a lot of political points for Ukraine for understandable reasons. The song was actually pretty good.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You were kind of playing it down, and then we got there and you were like, actually, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And if you look at, if you remove the political points, Ukraine's still in our top five. So they brought it all.
Yeah, they kind of did, didn't they? Well, there we go. That's what we did. We would love to know what you did as well. Cress and I will be back on the next episode to talk about that just a little bit more. Your thoughts, as always, so many ways to get in touch. Twitter and Instagram, and there's Gmail as well, and probably all the other things I've forgotten. What?
Pigeons.
Yeah, no, yeah, sure. Pigeons, yeah, and pigeons. So however you'd like to get in touch, please do, and we will see you again when we will be reunited, me and Cress, on the next edition of Nul Poir. Say goodbye, Rachel.
Goodbye. Sorry.
Yes.
I meant to say, I should have said right at the beginning.
Yes.
I'd really like to say hello to my mum and dad.
Are they going to listen to this?
No.
No.
The thoughts there.
Sure.
That's what counts.
Okay.